CPA Mobile.
Dave, how you doing? I'm sitting here watching American Restoration or whatever it is. I think I need to go see him about a new body.
Restoration. Is that the guy that that redoes all kinds of things? You can bring him an old Coke machine or whatever, and he'll make it look like new.
It's Gerald TR, by the way. I don't think I've done that.
I was watching American Pickers, and they had a couple of new episodes, and I hadn't seen them. And then I switched over. We have Prime TV or video. I think it's called Prime. Anyway, and they have this engine building channel that I really like. It's just really interesting to see the idiosyncrasies of certain engines and what you have to do when you're building them and that kind of thing. And I never really got into all that, especially the bottom end. I pulled a lot of heads on the engines, but never really worked on the pistons or the crank, anything like that. We just didn't get that deep into them at the dealership. Usually, if it was that bad, we'd recommend either them buying a new engine, or we could get one from a junkyard with a fairly low miles, and it would come with a warranty and that kind of thing. But anyway, it's just an interesting show.
Dave, I like those. My neighbor does that. You'll have to come up here, and I'll take you over there and introduce you, and you can see that 680 horsepower Camaro he built, 67, and he built it from the block on up, I mean everything, just to show his son-in-law how to do it. And then now he's building a 87, I think it is, Cutlass. Looks like the Grand National Buick, sort of, in that era. And it's going to hit dynoed 60, let me see, 63, I think. But he's got two shots of nitro that he's putting in the back of it on top of that. And it's going to be a driver, if you can imagine that. And he drives this Camaro to work every now and then. But that other one, they're going to take over the track and race it too. But he's doing all the body work, all the welding, all kinds of stuff he's done to the frame, the roll bar. The engine, he bought this one together. The transmission, the first one he got wasn't any good. He bought it from a friend, but he's like me. He don't like to take things back, so he wouldn't say nothing. And so he just went and bought another one. And it's I can't remember. But it's got that hold back feature in it, you know. And he's going to have it all redone and then put it in. He already had that other one in and had to take it back out. But it's a short block in it, but it should be a little over 800 horse day.
Oh, he's how big a cubic inch is it?
Remember on that Cutlass, I think 351, something like that.
Well, I'm not real familiar with the model year you're talking about. I know Ford made it 351. I believe I'm right about that. Lord, I'm losing my mind here. I can't even remember. I used to know all that stuff. But anyway. But yeah, I'd love to see that, man. You have piqued my interest there. They say, if you can get a 1 horsepower per cubic inch out of an engine, that's good. And of course, a lot of people like to make a lot more, and it can be done. If you got the pockets for it, it can be done.
Well, he's done it a little bit at a time. And don't quote me on that size on that Cutlass. I don't remember. I remember a 351 Windsor, I think, was a Ford or something. But maybe it's a 350 Chevy. I'm not sure, Dave, on the engine. But they went up and watched it dynoed. And I think what he said was in the it was in the 600. But they had a 750 carb on it up there. Because something about the manifold was different or something, and he's going to be running a 850 or a 900 on it. So that'll make more horsepower, and then those two tanks, I guess it's two tanks of nitrous in the back. He called it two shots of nitrous. But, oh man, he's just done a lot, and he's a wonderful neighbor. He's like family. And that Camaro is something else. He's supposed to give me a ride in that, but he hadn't. He's going to get the upholstery done. That's the only thing he hasn't had done. But the outside of it, my gracious, I don't know how many weeks and weeks and weeks he sanded on that. And it was back in the day when they used lead for filler in that. There's no Bondo on it whatsoever. And it's funny, he ordered every single screw, like the all the trim, the dashboard. You can order anything for him now, brand, you know, replicas. And then the windows, on the side windows, he ordered those and installed those. And he used to work as a mechanic years ago up there where that Clock restaurant was up on Wade Hampton and what's the name of that road goes across there by the Red Lobster? Anyways, up in that area, and he worked across the street from that in the garage for years. But now he's got a real good job down at Mitsubishi.
All right, I got most of that, Tom. I'm sorry, I got a phone call from my daughter, and I had to pick it up. I just can't not pick it up if it's one of my daughters. But I kind of listened to her in one ear and listened to you in the other. So I got most of that. But it sounds like this guy can just do it all, I tell you. Yeah, if you shoot nitrous into an engine, you're definitely going to get more horsepower. It'll throw you back in the seat. And in fact, you can burn a piston doing that, burn a hole in it if you're not careful. But if you don't know what you're doing, and I don't know a thing about nitrous, so I wouldn't mess with it myself. But I'd rather just use a my favorite thing to use is a supercharger, because it has its own oil, and so you don't have to worry about locking up. As long as you keep oil in it, and they have a little glass window in them that so you can see the oil level, and it does run off the car. The belt runs off. It runs off a belt. So it does take up horsepower, but it makes a lot more power than it takes up. So the thing I don't like about turbos is they use a tiny little tube for oil, and I don't know why they do that, because that tube is so small that what people do is they drive the heck out of it, and then they shut it off, and that oil is just boiling in that little tube there. It's metal, and eventually it hardens, and it stops up, and then it burns up your blocks up your turbo, and there you are. So, but anyway, well, I got to go. I'm getting ready to pull in for the parking lot for a haircut here, and long overdue. But I'll say 73 is out. I'll try to stick around for your final here. Have a good one, KB4 N0TR, KB4 CBA.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, I'm watching them redo this jukebox from the 50s on Rick's Restorations, they call it. He's in Las Vegas where the pawn shop boys are. Yeah, Dave, I want you to come up here and see that. It's interesting. And my son-in-law, Hal, he's his Grand National Buick that he bought when he was in college. It's the same one. It had a turbocharger on it. He had to get a new one here about 2 years ago. And he don't drive it a lot except in the summer because it's Michigan. He stores it in the winter. But Tim over there next door, he's been painting and hanging light fixtures and all kinds of stuff and redoing the sheetrock because his wife said she had enough of cars for a while. And so he's been doing that during this inclement weather to keep from getting his throat cut. It's either that or else. So he's kind of slowed down on it. He was widening the wheel wells and that for big tires last time I was over there a few days ago. See you later, Dave. Have them lower your ears and be careful. KB4CBA N0TR.